Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Our teaching today brings us to the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher ever to preach. This is the perfect sermon. This is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. If you're not driving, open your Bible to Matthew 5 and also Luke 6. Matthew 5, verse 43, and Luke 6, verse 27. In preparation for the election, now upon us, we are answering this question. As Christ's people, how are we to live in America during the time of the election? To answer, using the scripture, we laid some foundation stones. And last time we had an important introduction to this Sermon on the Mount. I hope you heard that because it impacts what follows. If you were not with us, visit godisministry.org and get the free God Is podcast. That's godisministry.org. Picking up on those introductory comments, let me read our texts. This is Matthew 5, verses 43 through 48. Jesus is speaking. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And now Luke chapter 6, in which we find Luke's perspective on this same sermon, a sermon I am certain Jesus gave on more than one occasion. Luke 6, verse 27. But I say to you, hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Down to verse 32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And skipping ahead again to verses 35 and 36 of Luke 6. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Those are very similar, and we will reference both. But for focus, let's zero in on Matthew 5. When we read all of this chapter, we learn that this is the sixth time our Lord says, "You have heard that it was said." He says this in regard to murder, adultery, divorce, oaths, retaliation, and now love. The scribes and Pharisees, the Jewish religious leaders, had misinterpreted and misapplied the Old Testament, and in doing so came up with all sorts of statements upon which they acted wrongfully. It is not said in the Old Testament that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. However, they thought that by hating everyone not a Jew, they were loving God. They thought, how do we love God? We love God by hating our enemies. Loving our neighbors, our fellow Jews, yes. And hating our enemies, the Gentiles, also yes. That was their mentality. Jesus is not quoting the Hebrew Bible here. Jesus is addressing their false thinking, teaching, and practice. Jesus corrects them. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You have heard that, but I say this. And you, listen to what I say. That is Christ's point. And then the pointed instruction, love your enemies. Whoa, this is hard. And doesn't this fit perfectly today? Think, and you probably do not have to think long and hard. Think about your enemies, especially your political enemies. Let me put it this way. Who do you want to win today? Don't you consider that person and their supporters your neighbors? And who do you want to lose today? Don't you consider that person and their supporters your enemies? Isn't there a candidate today for office in our government that is your enemy? Aren't his or her supporters also your enemy? Come on, be honest. This is exactly the mentality many Christians have. You are at an advantage in that you do not have to admit this because none of the rest of us can hear you. There's no microphone in front of your mouth right now, but there is a microphone in front of my mouth, and I have to confess, I tend to think of one of these candidates for president as my enemy. And all too often I have thought of her or his supporters as my enemy too. One of the nasty, unchristlike attitudes I have developed over the last year or so was this. Whenever this candidate would come on the screen, say, watching that day's news, and he or she would start talking, I let out a verbal grunt. I would roll my eyes, and then I would start a very negative commentary on what my enemy had just said. And often when I did this, my body tensed up, I released of what felt like anger, disbelief, and grievance. I had a fiery, emotional response. Ask my wife. Repeatedly, she has heard me say, to the television screen, I hope you lose. I hope you get blown out in the election. You're a liar. I hope the voters find the truth before it's too late. Something along those lines. Well, slowly and over time, I had turned candidates for office and their supporters, people I do not even personally know, I had turned them into my enemies and wished upon them defeat. Well, can anyone out there relate to this? If so, then you know how convicting it is when we read Jesus say, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To be sure, when certain candidates win and enter office, they can and will do harm to Christians. There are political rulers who hate Christians. They curse us, they persecute us, they mistreat us. I am not denying that. It's abundantly clear and true. But again, hear Christ. What are we to do? Grunt, moan, whine? Fire off a nasty little response under our breath, passionately argue with supporters of such people? God forbid. We are to pray for, love, do good, and bless such people. And what I really love about Jesus' words is that he gives us the reason why. Our Lord speaks to motivation. Why should we pray for, love, do good, and bless such people? Because that's what God does. Yes, because that's what God does. Listen carefully again. I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. That's Matthew 5, and this is Luke 6. You will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Hey, Swallow, and believers like me, you want to be like God? You want to be godly? Then repent and be kind to ungrateful and evil men and women, and be merciful. I should not, you should not, we should not need any more motivation than this. To be like our Heavenly Father, we will pray for our enemies, we will love our enemies, we will do good to our enemies, and we will bless those who curse us. When we are mistreated, legitimately so, we will not retaliate. Why? Because God causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Evil people enjoy sunny days. Righteous people enjoy sunny days. Evil farmers get rain so the crops will grow. Righteous farmers get rain so that crops will grow. This is God's common grace for all people. And, as Luke records it, God is kind to ungrateful and evil men. And God is merciful. So that if God is this way with His enemies, then we should act this way with our real and perceived enemies. And yes, this applies to politicians and the electorate who support them and will vote for them. I will say more about this next time, but for now, please take this to heart. How do your attitude and actions need to change today? In what practical ways can you and I be more like our Heavenly Father? No matter the outcome of this or any election, we are to be like God. Are we? Much more next time on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.